Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 7th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley at the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by the Epic Times. Subscribe today and watch their new docufilm, No Farmers, No Food, Will You Eat the Bugs? Subscribe today for just a dollar for your first month by going to crusadechannel.com/epic. Here's what to listen for this hour. Trump signals he's willing to risk jail time to speak out. Harvard and MIT order students to end encampments or face suspension. The Broadway District being turned into a migrant camp. And Apple confirms it's working on urgent iPhone alarm fix. President Trump told the press late yesterday prosecutors estimate another 2 or 3 weeks of trial. So we just found out the government said they want 2 or 3 more weeks, he said. They want to keep me off the trail for 2 to 3 more weeks. Now, anybody in there would realize there's no case. They don't have a case. This is just a political witch hunt. It's election interference, and this is really, truly election interference. He said he also criticized the judge over his gag order. I'll tell you, people, you ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it, he said. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day, he said. Officials at Harvard and MIT have told students taking part in pro-Palestinian encampment protests to leave or face suspension. Protest movements connected to the Israel-Hamas war have swept college campuses across the country, leading to all kinds of disruption and at times harassment, intimidation, and violence. Politico reported funding for these groups has come from George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Hyatt. Hotel operators in Broadway have concluded it's more profitable to take the easy money from the city to fully occupy their rooms with migrants rather than book tourists, according to reports. These hotels could be doing a fine tourist business right now, but they're being lazy and a sure thing 100% occupancy on the city dime without having to provide traditional hotel services. It's just too good a deal to pass up, said Nicole Gelinas, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, speaking on the catastrophe in the Big Apple's theater district. Other pro-business advocates said it's a sad way that the city and the hotel industry are turning the Broadway district into a migrant camp. Our quote of the day, "It isn't good to let our thoughts disturb us or worry us at all." St. Teresa of Avila. Coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
If you're on a quest to make the perfect steak, then you need the perfect steak seasoning for that. And my Acadiana steak seasoning is the perfect choice because unlike many off-the-shelf rubs, Acadiana is nearly salt-free, so you control the quantity of salt to your taste. For steaks, I like to use a healthy dose of very coarse grind kosher salt, and I heavily season both sides to make a blackened sear. Acadiana is also great on seafood and veggies, too. Pick up a bag or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Stanislaus. Anyone who reads the history of Eastern Europe knows the name of Stanislaus, the saintly but tragic bishop of Krakow, patron of Poland. He's remembered with Saints Thomas More and Thomas Becket for vigorous opposition to the evils of an unjust government. Born near Krakow on July the 26th of 1030, he was ordained a priest and then was appointed preacher and archdeacon to the Bishop of Krakow, where his eloquence and example brought about real conversion in many of his penitents, both clergy and laity. He became the Bishop of Krakow in 1072. During an exposition against the Grand Duchy of Kiev, Stanislaus became involved in the political situation of Poland. He was known for his outspokenness, and he aimed his attacks at the evils of the peasantry and the king, especially the unjust wars and immoral acts of King Boleslaus II. The king first excused himself and then made a show of penance. But he then relapsed into his old ways. Stanislaus continued his open opposition in spite of charges of treason and threats of death, finally excommunicating the king. Enraged, the king ordered soldiers to kill the bishop. When they refused, the king killed Stanislaus with his own hands. Forced to flee to Hungary, Boleslaus supposedly spent the rest of his life as a penitent in the Benedictine Abbey in Osijek. Apple said it's working on a fix to a problem that could have you in trouble if you need to take an early morning flight or be anywhere in time and rely on your Apple iPhone, because the iPhone's alarm system is apparently on the fritz. At least that's after social media users reported their alarms did not go off or are playing too quietly. Apple confirmed the alarm issue to several news outlets and reporters this week and said it's working on fixing the problem, according to the Epoch Times. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.